Me to listen.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Hey, we are on air.
We are on air, yes.
This is KTSW, Other Side Drive. I'm Alex.
And I'm Dirty Jules.
Yeah, and we've got Animals for Hands in the studio right now. You guys want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Richie.
I'm Hart.
And I'm Harrison.
What do y'all play?
Oh, I sing and I play lead guitar.
I play bass and I do background vocals.
And I'm on the drums and I also do vocals.
Awesome. So I saw you guys last week actually at the Lunchbox thing.
Oh, nice.
How do y'all think that went? Like,
I liked it.
As a performance?
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool. The place we played was really cool.
Yeah, because that's here on campus, so you get to interact with students.
Yeah, yeah, you got a pretty good crowd out there as well.
Yeah.
And there were people all around us, like above us and below.
Which is very weird. We're actually not used to playing outside.
Yeah.
So I wasn't exactly prepared for the weather. I brought a huge coat, and it turned out to be blistering. So I had to take that off.
Are y'all from Texas?
I was actually born in Massachusetts and moved here when I was about 4. But you guys are, aren't you?
We're both from Austin.
I'm pretty much from Bastrop.
Austin.
Yeah, so Austin.
So I was just a little surprised to hear that you didn't expect the weather to change drastically during the day. But
yeah, you know, that's the other thing. It was earlier than I think that's the earliest we've ever played a show.
Definitely.
Yeah, 11 a.m. That's usually.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, people are supposed to be asleep at that time, I think.
I understand that completely.
That's what I tell them. I was at my 8 a.m. that morning.
Ooh, no.
Oh, man.
Nobody likes 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, how are things going? Sorry, I'm so sorry. So, I saw a music video, and it's actually for the song that we're going to play first here. And would y'all like to say the name of the video that
it's
I'm
called
about?
Don't Know What You Do to Me.
And in this video, some things happen that most people don't expect to see in a music video. There were like some men being tied up by a woman, and there was blood splattering in certain points.
Well, you know, feminism 2016, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there were multiple men.
It's gotten violent.
Yes, because it was all three of y'all that were tied up at one point in the same room. And I want to know, like, where did this come from?
Well, we have a creative director named Dylan Sutton who's sitting at our house right now, probably hatching a whole new plan for another music video.
Hopefully listening.
Yes.
Hopefully listening. Hi, Dylan. But yeah, he actually thought up the script and thought about where we were gonna shoot it, and he made it happen. So it's mostly his mind that created all of that violence.
Yes.
Good job, Dylan.
I'm pretty sure there was a machete at one point.
There was a machete. Yeah. Yes.
And it was laying into you.
It was either gonna be it was either gonna be a machete or a pickaxe, and I didn't want to be underneath a pickaxe for any amount of time.
Yes. That
seemed like that could have gone awry much easily, much more easily.
You probably made a good choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were scared the pickaxe head was going to fly off and, you know, actually kill him.
Yeah. So, yeah, no.
In this case, machete would probably be the best way to go.
Yeah, more control, we felt.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed you guys played some covers at the Lunchbox series. How do you guys decide, like, as a group, like, this is the song we're going to cover, this is the song we're going to cover?
We probably think about reception and how much fun it is to play.
we definitely have favorite covers.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
I heard, what was it, Are You Mine?
Are You Mine, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I think all three of us, I could say this, right, we're all decently big Arctic Monkeys fans.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So,
that
song definitely, I feel like, made us better musicians to learn how to play, so it holds a little nice spot in our hearts.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. We also played a Tame Impala cover, and that was that's my favorite right now to play. Half Full Glass of Wine. It's a cool one. But
you can never go wrong singing about wine. So. Sorry, Valentine's Day's coming up, and I'm ready for it.
Oh yeah.
Aren't we all?
Oh, did you guys have some pickup lines that you wanted to tell?
Did you guys pick one? Is it just me?
I think it's just you.
Is it just me?
You better deliver it right, man.
Oh, man. Well, I heard you were 65% water, and I'm thirsty.
I really love the voice that you went with there. I've been exacerbating, like, everyone on air with my pickup lines today. I'm so glad We got a new voice going through there.
I'm so sorry.
He kind of took on your 89.9 voice.
He did.
All the air behind it.
Try to channel the energy.
The breath coming out.
In the room.
I like to be an inspiration to people. Dirty jewels, you know.
They'll write about you centuries to come.
Well, I saw that y'all are number 9 on Reverb Nation charts.
Yeah.
How y'all feel about that?
Yeah, we've been fluctuating lately, but yeah, that was kind of cool. I actually was looking at that at around midnight one night before I was going to sleep, and I just logged into Reverb Nation, and it said, "Hey, congratulations, you're number 9 locally. Would you like to post it to Facebook?" And I had no idea that I had linked up my personal account and the band account. So I was like, yeah, whatever. Okay. You know, and I woke up and I had 2 separate posts with 2 separate amounts of likes and 2 separate comment sections. I was just like, oh, man, cool. But yeah, it was really cool. It was nice to know. It's cool. They kept us informed.
Always good to be recognized.
Yeah.
Yeah. And y'all put y'all's new EP on there.
We have. Yeah. And all the new videos and stuff. It's all up to date. So.
We want to play one of the songs from that EP.
And it's the one that we just talked about, the music video.
Horrifying, bloody video.
The great video.
Yeah. What's that one called?
Don't Know What You Do to Me.
All right. Yeah, you want to go for it?
We're going to go for it here on KTSW 89.9.
Welcome back. You're listening to Other Side Drive. I'm your host, Alex.
And I'm Dirty Jules. We are here with Animals for Hands, and we're interviewing them today. Very excited.
Hi.
Hey.
There we go.
Y'all just heard one of their songs, and it's called Don't Know What You Do to Me.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, but it's a great mouthful. And y'all were just talking about the music video a little bit. What were you just saying about some of the graphic stuff that we saw?
There's a lot of quirky stories about it, you know. There always is.
Yeah, how about I almost got hypothermia and died for real?
Yeah, we did it out at my mom's farm. And it was really cold that day, very unexpectedly cold and wet at the same time. Oh, and you saw in the music video that, you know, we were dragging him across the grass. And my farm is like 15 acres, so we were going all over the place. And the ground was wet the same everywhere. So we were out there for about, what, like 2 or 3 hours? Dragging him
at least
through the wet, cold grass, giving him like hypothermia.
With the director saying, all right, let's do it again.
Yeah, multiple times.
Yeah, it was fun, I guess. I don't know. Your parents had a really cool fireplace for us to go and warm up with after, so that made it all better. But yeah, that shirt is forever ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you talked about all the fake blood that was being used.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we raided my mom's pantry and took her food coloring, her flour. And I forgot what else is in it. I think maybe
the cocoa powder or something.
A whole thing of cocoa powder.
Yeah. So it tasted great, too.
Oh, nice.
Really sweet, very sweet blood.
Yeah.
And we mixed it together probably like a half gallon, I think. And then all we used was like what you see in the music video. We were really regretful of that because we could have made it way bloodier, way more grisly.
I mean, it's actually sitting in our house's refrigerator right now. There's so much left.
It just got more.
Yeah.
I think it's weird we kept it, honestly.
No, you never know when you need some fake blood.
It's freaking me out the most, I think.
Because there was someone on a tree in that video, and I was just like, whoa. Mm-hmm. It looked like it was like curdled and stuff.
Yeah.
Really graphic.
So sorry.
So I wanted to ask where you guys recorded that EP.
We recorded it back in June of 2015. I think June 27th through the 29th at Estuary Studios in kind of North Austin. And yeah, we used a guy, a good friend of mine named Daniel Arredondo. He did all the engineering and mixing. And I mean, it was a lot of fun. We had we had the pleasure of having Hart's sister, Asia, accompany us on trumpet for 2 of the 3 tracks, which is really cool of her. She did a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And then Daniel's wife, Cassie, also did a couple of little piano things and some cool stuff behind us. And yeah, it was a great experience. Very fun. Very fun.
Yeah, do you have any, like, stories that stuck out?
You got one?
I actually, was at the beach that weekend, and I drove all the way back overnight just to record at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
extremely tired all day. Yeah.
But it's worth it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was totally worth it.
Of course.
Sure.
Came out very well.
I think Asia's cookies that she brought helped a lot.
Oh, cookies.
That was a morale booster.
A little sugar boost.
Yes, definitely.
Always with the sugar rushes. So you'll have another music video, and it's from your song Elephant, and it is all animated.
Completely.
And there's no blood in that one, but it goes. It's a very fast-paced, like colorful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was also Dylan. He put a lot of man hours into that one. We're very proud of the product. But, yeah, it's super trippy, you know. I don't know what you want to do when watching that, but I'm sure everyone has their own little thing.
Is that, like, the message you're trying to send? Like, just go crazy.
I didn't say anything. No, but, yeah, we're very proud of that one. That one was really cool. And it was awesome to see it happen because he would show me, like, 15-second stints at a time. So you just see it develop, you know?
He would Snapchat us little pieces.
Yeah, throughout the day at work and stuff.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool.
I actually put it on my Snapchat last night because I thought it was so cool. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, because I like how it goes with the music in it, too. So.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Synchronicity is always cool.
Oh, yes. And?
Totally lost my train of thought.
It's okay. That's what interviews are for.
For losing your train of thought.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I ask y'all a super random question that it's really going to put you on the spot, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah, go for
it. It's about food. If y'all could describe yourself as a sandwich, what would it be?
Roast beef sandwich, because I like roast beef the most.
There you go.
Valid reason.
Locked and loaded. You had that one.
Yes.
I think I'd be like a pulled pork or something.
All right.
Because you got to let it, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta let it get better with time.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
Let it fall off the bone.
There's a sandwich place in Austin. They make this thing called the Cleopatra. It's got like, I don't know, cucumbers and avocado, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles, all kinds of stuff. So that'd probably be me,
nice.
I feel like, despite the gender difference.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Anyone these days can be a Cleopatra.
It's 2016.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Grow up. Wake up. Do all that up stuff. So we wanted to play another song from y'all's album, Forks and Spoons.
Yes.
Cool.
Is there anything, like, particularly interesting about the recording of this or the writing of it?
By the time we got to the ending, I was giggling with just excited fits of happiness once we played it back after recording it because it made me really happy. I don't know how else to describe it. It came together so well and so unexpectedly. It got real crazy and it was awesome. So listen to that part specifically.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. This Forks and Spoons by Animals for Hands here on KTSW 89.9. Welcome back. You're listening to KTSW. This is Other Side Drive. I'm your host, Alex.
And I'm Dirty Jules. We are here with Animals for Hands in the studio, and we're about to wrap up our interview, but we still have some questions to ask.
Yeah.
Y'all aren't done yet.
Oh, cool.
Not out of the woods.
No. Okay. Okay. So, where are y'all performing next?
Our next show is at the Lucky Lounge on the 20th of February.
And you said you're playing at South By?
Yeah, we've got one South By show booked right now. It'll be at Spider House on March 15th during the day.
Beautiful.
Get that in your calendars, y'all.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one.
We're going to do a lightning round real quick.
Okay, so cocoa or coffee?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Silk or cotton?
Cotton.
Cotton.
Motorcycle or car?
Car.
Car.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Vanilla. Come on, Harrison.
Vanilla.
Sweaters or cardigans?
Cardigan.
Lace up or slip on?
Slip on.
Come on.
You got to specify.
Slip on.
Jeans or corduroy?
Jeans.
M&M's or Skittles?
M&M's.
Long sleeve or short sleeve?
Long sleeve.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
I have more.
I think we killed you guys.
It's okay. Yeah. Gold or silver, sorry.
Oh, my God. Answer it. You have to.
Gold or what? What'd you say?
Gold or silver.
Gold or silver. Gold.
Diamonds or zirconium?
Zirconia.
Heck yeah.
You're on it.
Of course.
All right.
Are these even questions?
I know, right? These are so obvious.
So where can our fans that are falling in love with you right now find you to, like, follow you on social media?
Wherever they want. I think we're on most things. We've got a Twitter. We've got a Facebook. We have a Reverb Nation. We have a Bandcamp. We have a SoundCloud.
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram's a big one. AJ. I think those are most of them.
Yeah. I think so.
I think mainly Facebook and Instagram right now are our big two that we keep up with for the most part.
You guys heard that. Animals for Hands is the name.
And that's all you have to look up, right?
Yeah, Animals for Hands.
Awesome. I want to ask y'all something personal. What are your plans for Valentine's Day this weekend?
I hope our girlfriends aren't listening. Well, one of them definitely is.
I can just say I'm single, so nothing. So ask the people who do have girlfriends real quick.
Okay, everybody else that matters. What's going on?
Sadly, I work, actually. But
oh, no.
Maybe something after, yeah. So she doesn't murder me.
Good plan. Like the music video.
We've seen what they're capable of.
Yeah. She is the actress.
That's her. Yeah, that's scary. I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe some breakfast in bed or something like that with a rose on the tray kind of thing.
Simple. Very good plan. That's a really good plan, though. Who doesn't like waking up to food in their lap?
Yeah, yeah. Hardy, that's what I thought.
Hardy, this is why you don't have a girlfriend. Come on.
Oh, you're right, man. You're right.
You just got to do something cheesy that you normally wouldn't do for anyone else.
That's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. That has to be special, I guess. Like murdering them.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that for just about anyone.
All right.
Is there any shout-outs you want to give before we sign off?
I want to say, AJ, I love you if you're listening, because you say it to me all the time. Thanks, bro.
We actually have a running hashtag right now called I Love Heart. It's on pretty much every Instagram post. Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I'd like to say thanks, Ted and Richard and AJ, for covering for work for me so I could come here and do this. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Well, we're all glad you could be here.
Yes.
So thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you for giving your precious time
to the Bobcats.
This has been Animals for Hands.
Here on KTSW. 89.9.